Okay, now we are headed to Northern Virginia to speak with Lee Scalarup-Bissett. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. It's going to be great to have your insights here. Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Sure. In my day job, I'm a learning design specialist at the Center for New Designs for Learning and Scholarship, also known as CANDLES. Yeah, yeah. at Georgetown University. And so right now, in my regular life, I help faculty design and implement online and hybrid learning environments for their courses. Okay. As well as incorporate technology into their more traditional classes. Of course, right now, we're just putting everything online.
Yeah.
Supporting faculty with that.
Exactly. So you are definitely uniquely qualified to answer this question. What are some of your favorite ways, or one of your favorite ways, to kind of leave some room, leave some space in an online learning environment for students to fill with stuff and do something rather than just read or watch videos or something?
Well, I think student agency is really, really important, and giving them a choice to research what it is that they're interested in, and then be able to produce something, usually loosely saying digital storytelling, for lack of a better umbrella term, and to tell some sort of digital story about it, to share with the entire class, to give more depth, to give more interest, to really help them take ownership of the course, take ownership of the materials, and take ownership of their own learning. So I teach a class online elsewhere as well on Quebec language and culture, which is a subject near and dear to my heart. I'm from Quebec. That's what my PhD is in. And so one of the things that I did in this course is that I incorporated a lot of, again, student agency and choice. So they collaboratively create an interactive timeline of important history, important events in Quebec history, using Timeline.js as their first assignment.
Cool.
And then like each of them has to do 5 entries. And then from there, I ask them to choose one of their entries to do a deeper dive and to sort of tell a story about it.
Right.
That is, again, shared out with the rest of the class using discussion boards. And then their final assignment is taking a specific sort of Quebecism, either a word or a cultural thing, or a kind of historic but pop culture type moment, and do kind of an explainer video of it.
Cool.
Right. Yeah. I've really tried to work in that kind of choice and sharing that students can do. And it's all asynchronous.
Yeah.
That class, I don't have any lecture videos. I pop in and do little check-in videos with them. Mm-hmm. But the course is entirely asynchronous. It's a fun course, and it's interesting to me because I've had students comment that it is the most meaningful course that they've ever taken.
Wow.
Which, yeah.
That feels good.
It feels good, but also like, oh, honey, I'm sorry about your other courses. So
we'll get there.
And I take those lessons, and I take that lessons. I mean, even my face-to-face courses, I was always about agency. Mm-hmm. So, I take those lessons and that knowledge into my work with faculty who are trying to adapt and adopt their course online. Are there projects they can do? Are there things they can share? Are there ways to create opportunities, again, for them to take ownership of their own learning?
That is awesome. And I have a very important follow-up question. Who is your favorite Music Plus VJ of all time?
Oh, Claude Rajot. I mean, he's a legend.
And go ahead.
No, I was going to say this is more nerdy note, but did you see that our mutual friend Bonnie Stewart got a shout out from Erica M on Twitter yes. the other day?
Yes, that was amazing. That is legendary. Erica M.
Yes.
VJ at Much Music. Probably one of the most legendary ones, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. Oh, yeah, I was super jealous.
I know, me too. And I thought of you actually when I saw it too. I was like, oh man.
So cool.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you contributing to this. I'm going to put it together and pop it onto the site and share the link back with you. And you mentioned you are heading to your very last course of your very last class of the semester in a few minutes here. Is that right?
Yeah. It's they're a great bunch. It's a graduate program. I actually teach in the graduate program of learning design and technology at Georgetown.
Wow.
This class is a studio style class, wherein the students are working on developing, producing, designing their final portfolio. So a requirement of the program is at the end of your last semester that you present a portfolio and a reflection. And so this course, this 2-credit studio course that I offer, is all about helping the students create and narrate and tell their stories as learning designers. And so it's everything that's near and dear to my heart when it comes to this work. It's storytelling, it's technology, it's agency, it's self-promotion, for lack of a better word, but certainly having the students take pride and ownership and understanding their learning story and their professional story and how to interpret that and communicate that through electronic means.
Amazing. I'm going to sign up for that course next year.
You're welcome too. I can send you the syllabus.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I will let you go to that class, which sounds amazing.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.